WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
It's hard to miss Roger Rabbit this week. He's on the cover of Newsweek and has been all over the media. Roger Rabbit is a cartoon character who co-stars with Bob Hoskins in a new film called Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Stephen Schiff has this review.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit begins with a cartoon, a hectic, beautifully drawn, insanely violent cartoon of the sort Warner Brothers used to make, starring Bugs Bunny or Daffy Duck. A character named Roger Rabbit, who wears a garish bow tie and talks with a sputtering lisp, is trying to protect a mischievous baby from doing itself harm when suddenly the cartoon stops. We hear a voice yell, "Cut! Cut!" And a real, live-action human movie director walks onto the scene, scolding the rabbit for blowing his lines, while the cartoon baby stalks off into the real world of lights and cameras, yelling in a deep voice, "I'll be in my trailer." At which point my own eyeballs went boing. You've seen animation combined with live action in movies like Mary Poppins and Song of the South, but I promise you, you have never seen anything remotely like Who Framed Roger Rabbit. The director, Robert Zemeckis, and an animation team led by Richard Williams have avoided the flat, brightly lit phoniness such attempts usually entail. They've created three-dimensional animated characters who move through the world as convincingly as real actors do, and the camera zips and cranes and stretches with them. It's a boggling feat, a development so historic and viscerally exciting that it almost makes you forget that the movie they're inhabiting isn't terribly good. The filmmakers have imagined a Hollywood of the 40s in which cartoon characters like Betty Boop, Mickey Mouse, Tweety Pie, and all the rest are played by creatures called toons. They're as alive as you or me, but they're endowed with peculiar powers. For instance, the ability to make stars float around their heads when refrigerators are dropped on them. When the famous Roger Rabbit is framed for murder, he turns to the down-and-out human detective Eddie Valiant, played by Bob Hoskins, for protection. But what's in it for Valiant isn't always clear. When a gang of murderous cartoon weasels comes looking for Roger, Valiant hides the squooey wabbit and isn't entirely happy with the thanks he gets.
Search the place, boys, and leave no stone unturned. As for you, Valiant, step out of line and we'll hang you and your laundry out to dry. Come on, boys, let's am spray.
They're gone.
Gee, Pathetti, I was thrilled. You saved my life. How can I ever repay you?
For starters, don't ever kiss me again.
The movie makers have been intelligent enough to know that their amazing technical feat alone is not enough to sustain our interest. They throw in a subplot about the decay of Los Angeles, for instance, that's reminiscent of Chinatown. And the way they depict the treatment of the toons provides a complex metaphor for racial discrimination in and out of the entertainment industry. Unfortunately, all of this is woven into the sort of tired gumshoe parody that we've seen thousands of times before. And when the script isn't tossing around jokes about animation, it feels feeble and wan. Who Framed Roger Rabbit knocks your socks off one minute and practically leaves you snoozing the next. But I wouldn't have missed it for the world. Seeing it made me feel the way those lucky moviegoers must have felt in 1927, when they went to see what they thought would be a silent movie called The Jazz Singer, and suddenly its star, Al Jolson, opened his mouth and said, "You ain't heard nothing yet."
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair and a contributing correspondent to West 57th.